How's it feel to be back with the team?
Yeah, it's good to be back. Good week for me last week, having surgery and then getting to stay out west for the initial rehab and checkup, but it's good to be back here with the guys.
Aaron, what is the hope for you for the rest of the season?
Well, it's healing, you know. I'm on IR, so it's at least 8 weeks, and at that point it's has the bone healed properly or not, and make a decision when we get there.
So at the end of that time, I assume you have to go get it rechecked, and they'll tell you what they think is the prognosis.
Well, I probably won't have to go back out there. I wouldn't mind, but I don't think I'd have to go back out there. It's just a matter of an X-ray and a CT just to see where the bone healing's at.
Is that an anxious feeling, or is it kind of a relief? There's nothing really you can do to make it heal any faster. So does that bring a little bit of relief?
Allegedly.
Oh, okay.
I spent the first 3 days after the injury doing a lot of research, not only on where I wanted to get the surgery, but remedies to increase healing. Talked to a lot of people during that time, and obviously a lot of downtime now, rabbit holes to go down as far as healing and alternative ways of increasing that that time that are obviously natural and legal and safe. But ultimately, it comes down to the blood flow to that area and how fast it lays down some bone there.
That research make you a believer in that stuff?
I've always been a believer in that stuff.
What types of things have you pursued, not just researched, in that pursuit of getting back faster?
Wait, I don't understand the question.
Like, you did a lot of research on what to do. What are some things you've done to hopefully speed things up?
I think that's a competitive advantage. I'm going to hold on to those and not divulge all my rabbit holes I've been down either.
Aaron,
help. You've got a lot of years left, didn't you?
I hope so, yeah.
Is it really worth trying to come back this year and jeopardize that?
Well, Pete, I mean, first of all, I want to be healthy. That's the most important thing. But if we're healthy in 8 weeks and it would make sense to come back, then I'm going to come back.
How hard is this going for you?
Well, the first couple of days were really hard. The pain, obviously, was intense. I mean, you settle into starting to see the light at the end of the tunnel. For me, that's being healthy and hopefully as soon as possible. Obviously, it's disappointing not be out there after all the hard work you put in the off season and just how much you put into this each week. But, you know, some things are out of control, and right now that rehab and that bone healing is out of my control. And just hopefully heal up as quick as possible.
Is there any downside to returning other than maybe needing another surgery? If you were to come back and it re-break, it's just another surgery, or is there more permanent damage that could be?
Well, I mean, I don't think anybody wants to risk that. And the only reason to come back would be that I'm healed completely. So if that doesn't happen in 8 weeks, there's not even a conversation.
Do you have an idea when you might be able to throw?
The biggest thing right now is range of motion and the strength, which won't be the issues as we get to the end of this season. It'll be the bone healing. But there's a timetable. I believe I can practice in 6 weeks based on the schedule. So if I'm at a place at that point, healing-wise and ability to throw, then I'll be out there. If not, I won't.
What have the emotions been like? Obviously, initially anger, as we saw on the television shots, but what's it like to go through that and come to grips with an injury like this?
Well, a little bit of a grieving process, I think. It's obviously sadness associated with being away from the team and being out and not being able to play. And then obviously the initial frustration, disappointment. And then you just, you know, for me, it was great. I had a great support system out in California and great doctors. Everything went well with the surgery. But getting to spend time out there in rehab when it was 85 degrees was a nice bonus for me. Kind of lifted my spirits. And then coming back here and seeing the guys has done the same for me as well.
Aaron, do you have any concerns that this injury would have any long-term impact?
I don't, and neither do the doctors.
What does this kind of compare to when this happened in 2013, this healing process? Does it feel different? Does it feel the same?
It feels different. I'm 4 years older. I mean, that part is definitely different than 2013. A little more optimistic at this point because of the type of surgery that was done back then, based on the type of fracture. You know, there was no plate, no screws. It was just strictly time. Now, different being at my left, I felt like I could throw right away. Obviously, a lot sooner than it's going to be this time. But no, I'm just trying to stay positive and encourage the guy as much as I can.
So this was a different type of break. This one was a different break, a different spot.
Yeah, this was significantly different. I mean, that's why we had to go the route that we went with surgery. Definitely, a much more intense injury.
Yeah, what's the most important way you can help with that?
Maybe stay out of the way, to be honest. I mean, I think it's given him the space to be the guy, but helping him as much as he wants. He's a fantastic friend and player, and he's got an opportunity now. And I'm around and I'm an ear to listen and to bounce things off of. But he's got a great quarterback coach and offense coordinator, head coach, who have been helping him out. He spent time here in the during the bye week. My role is just to help him as much as I can and continue to give him the things he needs, as much or as little as that is.
Aaron, what kind of spectator are you when you're on the sideline watching these games now as you can't get in there?
Well, I'll let you know next week. I won't, because I probably won't do an interview, but I can tell you it'd be a lot better than being having to watch on TV. I watched the first one on TV a couple of Sundays ago, and that was pretty tough. I don't really know if I want to do that for a while, watch a game away from here with other armchair quarterbacks. It's pretty rough.
What was that like, yelling at the TV with the highs and the lows?
For
watching
who?
It silence,
not for me.
Analytical. What's it like?
No, I mean, silence, more silence. I mean, especially when you're around people who are experts in the NFL, telling you what should be going on and what they should be doing. Found myself having to kind of get out of there for a little bit during a couple of the drives, but no, it was tough to be away from the guys. You know, I miss the camaraderie and the relationships and I'm happy to be back here with the guys.
Aaron, you've been around Brett the past 2 years. You guys work together every day. What have you seen from him that leads you to believe that he can get this thing turned around maybe in time for you to get back and keep you guys in playoff contention?
Well, a lot of the stuff you guys have seen in the preseason with his ability and his the plays that he's made. You know, he throws the ball really well, uses his legs well. I just hope we continue to give him opportunities to use his legs and then find ways to get the ball on the perimeter to Devontae and Jordy and Randall and G-Mo and those guys. It's going to be hopefully a little better weather than his first start coming up. But, it's tough to have to step in like that, like he did. And I think he's, last week was a good week of practice before the game. And then this week has been good as well. So I'm excited for him and his opportunities, and I think he's going to play great.
Aaron, how do you think he's handled, not necessarily the football, but everything that comes with being a starting quarterback? How do you think he's handled that?
Well, I haven't been around it, to be honest. Just what I've seen and heard, he's been doing a great job in the huddle and the meetings and the walkthroughs, doing the things he needs to be doing. I wasn't around the first week and I wasn't around last week for the bye, but been, in some meetings this week, and, he's focused and he's a sharp guy. It's just going to be about executing this week and Mike, find a way to get into a rhythm early that he can sustain.
How motivated you are to get back? How many opinions did you seek before surgery? How many different things did you look up, would you say, if you had to tally all that up? How many different opinions and things did you look into?
Well, the beauty was that, Pat and I have a really close relationship. He's done surgery on me a couple times, and he encouraged me to find a great trauma doc to do this, and looked into a few different people. There's some incredible, talented doctors out there. Settled on some folks that made the most sense from a location standpoint for me. And as far as how many different things I researched, I mean, I had 3 days sitting on my butt to research stuff, so it was plenty of interesting articles and reads.
When week 15 comes around, if Brett can set you up for a run at the playoffs, would you maybe think about pushing it a little bit, or conversely, if that's out of the picture, would you maybe take it easy the rest of the week?
Well, I mean, it's going to come down to the bone healing. That's the most important thing. There won't be a decision made until that bone is healed. So it's not even a conversation if it's not where it needs to be.
Aside from the actual healing, is there anything else you want to accomplish in this downtime, whether it's maybe looking at analytics or looking at what teams you might play later on? Are there other things you want to try and get done besides just heal?
Yeah, I mean, I think now that the mental part has cleared up for me and I can see, you know, there's a light at the end of the tunnel. There's other things to be done and accomplished. And first and foremost is being a good teammate to Brett and the guys and encouraging them to go out and win some games here. In the meantime, you know, I'll be tightly connected to the preparation during the week and what we're doing. And just stay in it mentally. That's how I feel like I'm still a part of this, even though I'm on injury reserve.
Do you see more time now to look back at the actual hit? Do your opinions change on it at all? Does anything stick out different than from the actual moment that it happened?
No, I mean, it's it was deemed a legal hit, and you know that you don't have the same protection outside the pocket. Simple shove down probably would have sufficed in that situation, but, you know, it is what it is.
You seem pretty optimistic, saying things like light at the end of the tunnel. Are we reading that right, that you're optimistic you could return this year?
Well, I'm always positive. Again, it comes down to how fast the bone heals. If it heals and we're in the right position, yeah, then there's a conversation. Sorry, I'm not done yet. But that was good jumping, though. We'll make sure you get your next question. Yeah.
I still haven't gotten one in.
But if the bone isn't healed, there's absolutely no conversation to be had. Go ahead, Steven.
Going back to this fan base has had Brett. They've had you for so long. Is there kind of a feeling of who is Brett Hundley? I mean, is there a way you can enlighten fans on who exactly is this guy, what type of personality he brings to this locker room?
I would say ask him. I know he did his interview yesterday in front of you guys. But Brett's a great guy. He's a gym rat. He has a great approach to this, and he cares about it deeply. He's a phenomenal teammate. You know, he's a sponge in those meetings, and he has some natural leadership. It's tough to be a backup because you can go stretches without ever playing, and then now you're thrust into the spotlight of the opportunity. You know, it's him getting comfortable as a leader in the huddle and then playing. And I think, you know, we can do a lot to help that out, just breathing confidence. But ultimately it's got to come from him, and we got to find a way to get into a rhythm early so we can make the plays that he's shown us in the preseason.
Two more, Brent.
Aaron, you mentioned the timelines a couple of times. You said you're a positive person. Those of us that kind of saw 2013 up close could see how you tried to be positive and then were frustrated when it didn't happen sooner. What's your mental approach to this time, though? Because I know you want to play, and I know you want to have that conversation, but you don't know if you'll be able to have it.
Well, that's the toughest part. I think the best thing that happened probably in this is just to put me on IR, you know, because now you know it's going to be at least 8 weeks, where the last time the holdup was the bone wasn't healed. I mean, that was the main holdup. You could see me throwing in practice. You know, you could see me, positive about it and feeling good. But then you go to the scan, and it's not healed yet. So it did take, you know, kind of the duration. Now with some of the new rules that have been in place with the IR designate to return, you know, you have an opportunity after 8 weeks. But, again, you know, I would just temper expectations because as much as I would love to be able to get back out there this year, if it's not healed, then there's no conversation. If it is healed, then there's a conversation, and we'll go from there. But that's kind of the outlook at this point.
Aaron, whenever you play again, whether it's this year or next year, this is two of these in 5 years, do you have to reconsider your style even a little bit?
Good question. I haven't thought about that a whole lot. But what comes to mind right away is no. But I might need to think about that, like Mike's suggesting here, the next 8 weeks.
What are you able to do right now? Like, you're not in the sling anymore, so what are you able to do today?
Well, the key is, the conditioning with the lower body, so I can do a lot. You know, the stuff we're doing now as compared to 4 years ago is so much more advanced with some of the things that we can use to keep your conditioning at a high level. But it's about range of motion. It's about strength. And then just making sure that I'm getting the proper soft tissue work as well. The pain has subsided substantially, which has been great. Range of motion has been really good. So that all makes you feel pretty good about where you're at. But, again, you know, this is kind of the same thing I've been saying. It comes down to the healing of the bone. And I feel good about the structure with the way the operation went and the plates and the screws. But it comes down to how that thing, unions back together.
So you're going to set off metal detectors for the rest of your life then?
I'm not sure. I've never have with my foot with the screw that got put in there in 2006. So I don't know. I got this funny relationship with TSA over the years about the places where that detector shows there's some areas that need to be patted down. If it goes away from the normal area and up to my collarbone, it'd be a healthy, happy change for me.